Joining me to talk about how we apply the fair use rule is head of Ohio State's Copyright Resources Center, Sandra Enemil. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, thank you for coming. I'm really happy to talk about this topic.
So let's get in more detail about fair use and what it means exactly.
So fair use is an exception to copyright law, or exception that's provided within copyright law, I should say. It's a set of resources that are available for users to be able to use copyrighted content, third-party content, to which they don't have copyright. And they can use it in a way for, as you said, news reporting, education, and that whatever use they make of it is not considered an infringement of copyright. Fair use follows a four-part analysis, however, so you do have to go through the four-part test to determine whether or not your use falls towards fair use or falls against it.
What are those four parts?
So the four parts are, one, the purpose and character of the use. So what are you using this material for? Is it for educational purposes, a commercial purpose? The second part is the nature of the material. Is it an unpublished work? Is it a published work? Is it highly creative? The third part is, how much of the work are you using, and what's a substantial portion of that work that you're using? Is it the heart of the work? And sometimes that can be considered the most important part of that work. Is that what you're using? Are you using just enough for you to make your point, or are you using the whole thing? And in some instances, you might need to use the whole thing, because if you can think about using pictures, you might need to use 100% of that, whereas a video, you might only need 3 seconds or 20 seconds or a small portion of that work. And then the last one is the effect on the marketplace. Will your use have any impact on the rights holder? If you think about it, if you make something fully available through the internet or through some other source, you may have some kind of impact on the rights holder and their ability to make money off their content.
I see. So you can't take this, produce it in some kind of T-shirt or, you know, a mug or something and go sell it when you took it off of somebody else's website or something.
You may be able to, but you need to have some kind of element that you're adding to it, some type of commentary that you're making, some kind of thing that you're changing towards that part that you're adding in to the product that you're creating.
So tell me how technology has changed then fair use.
I would say that technology has changed copyright in general, just because copyright law, just by the nature of the way technology changes and our ability to copy changes very quickly, very rapidly. Copyright law can't always catch up to what's happening. So, you know, we were talking earlier about copyright, how people who have copyrighted content, photographers, artists, musicians, will put their work up online. That doesn't mean it doesn't have copyright protection. It means that they're making it available for people to look at, to see their work. But they're not saying necessarily, they may have some information about that, but they're not saying necessarily that there's no copyright. They're not saying that you can use it however you want just because they've made it available.
It goes to the courts then to decide what is fair.
Right. So courts are who decides what is a fair use. But we have some strategies, some information that we can use. We use the law itself to look at what the law actually says about fair use. And then we also look at some of the court cases to see what's already been decided in determining what could or could not be fair use. But ultimately, a court is the one that would say this is definitively fair use or this is not fair use.
How can fair use be abused?
So how it's abused is people, they do one part of the four-part test and they go, okay, fair use, yeah, good. The thing is, what courts have done time and again is they go through all four parts. There may be something in the four parts that kind of turns their head this way or that way, and they say this you know, is more leaning towards or against it, but they always go through all four parts.
I've been talking with Sandra Enemil, head of Ohio State's Copyright Resources Center, and thanks for explaining fair use rules.
Thank you.